T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But this story we're going to lead with, you heard Mark lead the newscast with it, and it's becoming a national story. And the question is, did ICE handle this the right way? An arrest made by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, yesterday is raising questions and concerns from rights groups and lawmakers in a Facebook Live video that by this morning had been viewed more than 20,000 times. Cheyenne Hoyt streamed the arrest of her partner, identified as Florencio Milan, in a Facebook fundraiser post. Milan and Hoyt have 2 kids, a 7-month-old, who you do hear in the video as well, and an 11-year-old. They're in the car at the time of the arrest. You hear from both of them. The family had just left their home to go to a doctor's appointment for the baby. Hoyt said in the video that's where they were going when ICE agents in Jeeps and plain clothes boxed in their car. They approached the vehicle. Hoyt and Milan can be heard repeatedly asking to see a warrant for the arrest in the video. Milan, by the way, here illegally. Mm-hmm. Hoyt said the agents told her they had a paperless warrant and asked Milan again to get out of the car. He refused. The agents then told the family they had a regular warrant but still didn't show it. Hoyt said the agents didn't know Milan's name but kept asking for his identification. ICE called the Kansas City Police Department. Officers spoke with Milan. I mean, I've watched the video.
Yeah.
They're actually quite cordial with this guy, which is awesome.
And we're going to play it for you here so you can hear parts of it. A Kansas City police spokesman told Channel 41, KC police will, from time to time, help other local, county, state, or federal agencies, which may be conducting enforcement activity in Kansas City, and find themselves in need of assistance. After repeated threats to do so, and this is the critical question here. After repeated threats to do so, an ICE agent breaks the car window about 20 minutes into the video.
Yeah. What are we gonna do, buddy?
You get to make the decision.
Let us know, because they've been at this for a while. So what's your decision?
You just can't break my window.
All right,
you're
gonna do it. Cover your face, cover your eyes, okay?
You're gonna come out or no?
Cover your face, cover your.
You're gonna come out or no?
You know you're not.
Yes, we are. We are.
You know you're not able to do that. Like, I understand what you're trying to do.
You're gonna do it the hard way or the easy way. It's up to you.
But you know you're.
Are you gonna get out or not?
You're not able to.
Floor, don't.
And in the video, they, as you heard, break the window. They reach in. They open the door. The two men, I believe both ICE agents, I don't think KCPD had anything to do with dragging the guy out. The two ICE agents grab him out of the car, put him on the ground, face down, on his belly. They handcuff him, and they put him in the car. Later, his wife or his partner is carrying the 7-month-old baby, and she goes over to the side of the car where dad is at to say goodbye. Because after some tears and some words and some questions, the reality sets in that dad's being taken to an ICE agency, to a holding facility. Mm-hmm. And then he asks if he can see the other kid.
Officer, what? Can I say goodbye to my other child?
No, we're right now we're being extremely nice to you. What you just put us through, what we had to go through, you're lucky that I'm letting you talk to her right now. So no, you can talk to him later. She can bring him up to where you're going to be, and they can see you there. Okay.
Didn't get a chance to say goodbye to the 11-year-old kid.
All right, so let me bring up a couple of points here, and we are going to discuss the legalities of this. I know that a lot of you are just fundamentally against the idea of basically believe he was here illegally. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. But I want to talk about the legality of whether it was okay or should be okay for ICE agents to have broken the window in order to get him out. And as Wicket and I were talking about this morning, we're going to throw out some other scenarios in which would this have been okay if, just to get an understanding of what's going on. And let me remind you a couple things about the warrant, because to me that makes a difference a little bit. Hoyt had said, as you can hear in the video, they are repeatedly asking to see a warrant for his arrest in the video.
It happens a lot. And by the way, it goes for 20 minutes of this woman filming from what I believe is behind the passenger seat, over a car seat, and then through the driver's side window. And the conversation actually is pretty civil.
Yeah.
Which is great.
She said the agents told her they had a paperless warrant and asked Milanigan to get out of the car. He refused. The agents said they had a regular warrant but didn't show it. We are not lawyers, but that's where I think, had they just been able to show a warrant, perhaps this wouldn't have gone on for so long. What I assume this couple was looking for was proof that you actually have a warrant to arrest him. And in the fact that they wouldn't show it, to me, escalates this a bit. The fact that, you know, now maybe they just didn't have one. They say they had a regular warrant, but they didn't show it. My guess is that had this family seen the paperwork that shows, yes, you do in fact have a warrant for my arrest, maybe this would have gone more quickly. But we have questions about the legality and whether you think it's okay that the ICE agents broke the window to get this guy out.
Did ICE handle this the right way? Because it looks terrible. And I'm not saying they did or did not. Because, I mean, we had a real good conversation, Jamie, when you were on vacation about the ICE raids that President Trump was going to throw out there. And people, even on both sides, said, look, this may or may not be the right way to go about it. So this one happened in our town, with the aid of our police officers and ICE, and a pretty aggressive-looking scene. And if you say this was not handled the right way, then what would have been the right way to get this person who is here illegally out of the vehicle? Or because he shouldn't be in this country.
Right, but he's here legally.
Illegally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. Why didn't they just show a warrant? Why couldn't they just show? Why didn't they have a warrant to show? Yes, he shouldn't be resisting arrest, but this goes on for 20 minutes and ICE agents want it to end. It would have ended pretty quickly if they had just shown the warrant. Because I understand, you know, because we're taught to ask for that. You know, we're taught that if you have a warrant for my arrest, show it to me. If you have we see this all the time. You know, you don't get to search my property without showing you have a search warrant. Show me the warrant and I'll let you do that. It's something that we're taught a lot. Why didn't they just have the warrant to show? My guess is that would have ended this pretty quickly. And we wouldn't now have questions about them breaking the window, which, by the way, of course, is getting the attention of lawmakers like Congressman Cleaver, who is saying the video was concerning as to the traumatization of children and the reasonable use of force. Now he is getting involved to try to learn more about the arrest. You wouldn't have all of this attention if they had just shown the warrant.
I don't think they have the legal authority to break down your door at home.
So that was a question I asked Wicket this morning. I said, in an effort to try to figure this out, now I don't know if ICE agents have the same legal authority as other law enforcement, but the first thing I asked was, well, what if he had refused to come out of his house? Would they have had the legal authority to break down his door? Because we talk about a lot that your car is your personal property. You know, you have the right to privacy in your car. We talk about that a lot. And so would they have broken into his house? The other question I raised to Wicket was, what if this had been somebody, let's say, wanted for a rape that had just happened,
right,
and there is immediate danger and he wouldn't come out of his car and they know they've got a suspect in a rape? Would they have had the right to break the window or use a jimmy to unlock his car?
Did ICE handle this the right way as they had boxed in someone they believe to be here illegally in Kansas City with the aid of the Kansas City Police Department?
It's up here.
But you know, you're...
Are you gonna get out or not?
You're not able to do that.
They broke the window, opened the door, dragged the man out, took him away. Was that the right way for ICE to handle it? Yes or no? 576-7798. 576-7798. Let's go to Jay in Overland Park. Jay, you're our leadoff hitter. You're on KMBZ.
Yeah, there might be some confusion over warrants. For example, there's different types. A lot of people are familiar with a search warrant, you know, Fourth Amendment, et cetera, and where somebody comes to your home and they have to show you a piece of paper. There's also arrest warrants For example, if you skip out a bunch of parking tickets and speeding tickets, et cetera, a judge may issue a bench warrant for your arrest. Now, they may show up at your house with a piece of paper, but you can be assured they're also going to flag your motor vehicle record. And when the cop pulls you over and sees that, he has an electronic record. He may not have a paper, but he has a probable cause to arrest you.
So is it okay to break the window, I think is the question on the table.
It would be resisting arrest, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I was going to say, if he's resisting arrest, you see it all the time. If they do not comply with lawful orders, then the officer is authorized to use the force necessary to effect it if they're not complying with a lawful order.
Okay. Jay's in. Jay's cool breaking the window and dragging the dude out. Jay, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. Mark in Kansas City, what about you?
I agree with your last caller. The officers don't carry a copy of the arrest warrant around with them, but they operate in good faith. If they're told by dispatch that there is a warrant, then they have probable cause to take that person into custody. Refusing to open the door or roll down the window, the cops were definitely within their rights to break the window, but I was happy to see how professional and calm the cops remained up to the point of breaking the window. They didn't get violent in the situation.
Mark, what do you do for a living?
I work full time as a deputy sheriff.
Gotcha. And you've seen the video. I mean, and I think that the prior 20 minutes, and I don't know if the right thing was to break the window or not. The prior 20 minutes, you have to applaud the officers because everyone was, for the most part, very cordial with this man.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw the whole video, actually. I shouldn't put words in your mouth.
I did watch the entire video, and the officers showed great restraint. I know a lot of officers, after about 5 minutes, would have gotten frustrated and busted the window instead of continuing to give the individual opportunities to comply.
Hey, thank you for your phone call, my friend. Appreciate your work on the street, as always. Rob in Kansas City. Hey, Rob, you're on KMBZ.
I completely agree with the previous two callers, simply because if I was to get in trouble with the police, or I ran or did something wrong, and I wouldn't roll down my window, then yeah, I'd get the same treatment.
Can I ask a question? Let me compare this just to keep the conversation a little more diverse here. Could they do the same thing if you were refusing to come out of your house? Could they break into your house to get you out?
Haven't you seen somebody barricaded in their house before with the police? And they won't come out? The SWAT's forced to go in and get them.
But they don't do it after 20 minutes. You negotiate for hours in that situation.
That's true.
And by the way, an ICE officer is not allowed to break down the door to go in and grab an illegal immigrant.
So what's the difference then?
I don't know.
What's the difference? What makes it okay for them to do it in your car? Mm-hmm. But when I ask, could they, you know, break down your front door of your house and get you out? The answer a lot of people are saying is no. So what's the difference?
That is a question that has more knowledge about that than I do.
Hey, you know what? That makes three of us, Rob. Thank you for your phone call, friend.
But the reason I'm asking is because, and I'm looking at the text line, and this is completely predictable, the first place everyone's going is, well, he's here illegally. You get to do whatever you want to arrest him. And that's why I ask, well, could they drag him out of his house? Because I think that's where a lot of us say, wait a minute, that's my house. No, you can't. Well, your car is your personal property. So are you resisting arrest if you won't come out of your house and they get to just go in and drag you out?
Well, a person in the United States, whether they live here or not, whether they are documented or not, they have constitutional rights.
Ooh.
They do.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You sure?
I am very certain of this. I don't know if they have the right to sit
all
in
of them?
Yes. Everybody here, this is what makes our country better than every other country. Because, you know, if you go to North Korea, mm-hmm. You don't have a whole lot of rights if you do something wrong over there or in Russia. But in the United States, if you are here legally or illegally, if you were born here or you were born in Guatemala and you snuck over the border, you still have constitutional rights.
Same ones as everybody else?
Yes. Not all of them,
but you
got some. All right. You can refuse a search of property or request an attorney. If you get arrested, I mean, you still have rights, even if you're here from El Salvador and you got busted for what, you still have rights, all right? I know some people don't want to believe that, but you do. I need someone, and we just had a sheriff call in, a deputy, who said they were you know, breaking the law, resisting arrest by not coming out of their car. I'll listen to that. Like, I don't, all I'm saying is this looks real bad.
To the texter 9220 who just said to me, you're wrong. You have to be a citizen to have constitutional rights.
That's wrong.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. And I know that some people will tell you that brown people from South America don't have the same rights as you. They still have rights. You can't just walk up, pistol whip them, and say, get out of my country. All right? You may not like that, but the truth is that they still have rights. And you can't treat them like trash that you can just discard on the side of the road. All right? So make sure you know that. Now, I'm not, I don't, because if you don't think that this was handled right, and if you saw the video, you are appalled by the way that this ICE officer behaved. How do you get that man out of this country then, or into a detention facility or a holding facility so he can be processed and likely sent back to the country he came from? Because I almost side with the ICE officers breaking the window in. I don't know the right answer, and that's why we have so many smart listeners that are calling in, and we have listeners who are texting in incorrect information. Like
and
that.
I think part of the problem that people are having is perhaps a lack of ability to look at this objectively. I guess that's fine, because you just don't like people being here illegally.
Immigration is a dividing topic in this country.
So you get to do whatever you want because they're here illegally.
It's not true. I've got a quote. This happened up in Minneapolis, actually, too, during those ICE raids. And an attorney in a story from our sister station, WCCO, up there says it's a gray area when it comes to car searches. The subject can ask for an attorney or refuse a search. But if ICE agents have a warrant and probable cause, they can enter that car and make the arrest. Is the probable cause you being here illegally? That, to me, would seem like they can get in that car any way they want.
But what I'll say is that could this situation have been handled differently? I think... There's a difference between what they have to do and what they could have done. You know, did they have to produce a warrant? No. But I think that's what they kept asking for, was proof that you have, you know, a warrant to arrest me. And had they produced that proof, this might have gone differently. And it wouldn't have gotten national attention, because you wouldn't have video of them breaking a window.
And dragging a guy out. 576-7798. Right back to the phones we go, discussing a video that is making national waves out of Kansas City, where ICE boxed in a guy who had his girlfriend. It's not his wife, but his girlfriend and their two kids in the car. He was here illegally. They eventually, after 20 minutes of discussion, busted the window, opened the door, dragged him out, put him in the back of the car, and took him to a facility. Was this the right move for ICE? Did they handle it the right way? 576-7798. 576-7798. Let's go to Kara in KCK. Hi, Kara. Go ahead.
First and foremost, I would like to say that we should normalize the fact that we should stop calling these people illegals and call them undocumented foreign nationals, what they are, because we don't call rapists illegals. We don't call child molesters illegals. We call them what they are, and these people are undocumented. Second, no, they did not handle that the way they should, because Jamie was right. Your vehicle does extend as your personal property. You know, I just think that it was wrong. It was a clear violation of our constitutional rights, regardless if they're here documented or undocumented. People seem to forget that those people are still humans, and they live in our country. Therefore, they should be treated as such. So, no, it was not right.
Kara, thank you for your phone call.
Yeah, let me address the constitutional question really quickly, because, man, do a lot of you think they don't have constitutional rights. The reason they do is because there are a lot of parts of the Constitution that, where it's worded, where the Constitution uses the term people or person, not citizen. And because it doesn't specify citizen, there are a lot of parts of the Constitution that apply to everyone. So, yes, even those who are not citizens get rights under our Constitution.
Hey, Kara, let me ask you a quick question, just because I'd like to know your opinion. So you're on the side that it was not handled properly. What should have been done? Because that person was here, as you call them, an undocumented immigrant. Some would say an illegal immigrant. What should have been done to get that man processed properly?
I don't know the exact his case. I know I read that he had misdemeanors. Now, what are those? ICE is operating they're not being held accountable for what they're doing. And these are facts. This is happening in our community. And
Kara, I'd like you to focus on the gentleman who was dragged out of the car, if you can, for a moment. It doesn't matter what his misdemeanors are. Misdemeanors are crimes committed, minor, major, whatever. That man is here illegally. What should have been done to get him processed in the proper way?
Probably wait until he was out of his car, out of his home, not with his children or his partner. Somewhere in public, like they've been doing. Apparently that's all right for people, but not drag him out of his car. Somewhere where he's public, somewhere where they know where he's at. Obviously, they knew where he was at, so they could have waited for the right moment, waited for him to probably walk up to his house or gone somewhere public to arrest him, if that's the case. Not drag him out the way they did.
Kara, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it. Lynn, Blue Springs, you're on KMBZ.
Hi. Well, I'm the grandmother of two law enforcement officers, so that makes me kind of biased. I'll admit that up front. And I think once you step across this border illegally, you are an illegal alien and you've committed a crime. And I think if they have a warrant for his arrest and he does not comply, that they have every right to pull him out of the car. If it was some punk kid born here in this United States who has a warrant for his arrest, in the same situation, they'd have pulled him out of the car and there'd been no big deal. It's only a big deal because ICE was involved.
I don't agree with you. I think that if, in your scenario, if it had been a teen that, let's say, stole a phone from a cell phone store, or even worse, you know, was wanted for rape or something, to use my original example, and if they had broken a window of his car to get him out, I think we'd be having a very similar conversation.
So how long do you think the police should stand there and wait before they pull him out? 12, 15 hours?
Are those my only options? Break the window or wait 15 hours?
Probably, yeah, because if he doesn't come out, he doesn't come out. You know, what are you going to do?
Produce the warrant. I think that would have fixed a lot.
Do what? I'm sorry.
Produce the warrant that they were asking for.
Why reduce his warrant when he is here illegally? Why give him reduce the warrant?
Because
why?
You don't want national attention like this. It doesn't help ICE or the effort, you know, to fix the immigration problem in this country to now have a video getting national attention of ICE agents breaking a window.
Well, that is true. It's unfortunate that has happened. I will agree. It's very unfortunate. But I do think they had the right to do it.
Lynn, thank you so much for your phone call. Appreciate you getting in. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. To address first, Kara, your previous caller, her opinions don't make it a fact. If you're here illegally, you're here illegally. You're not undocumented. You're illegal. You broke the law. Second, I worked in law enforcement for over 20 years. You do not have to produce a warrant. You don't drive around in your patrol car with a file cabinet full of warrants so that when you arrest somebody, you go, see, I've got your warrant. That's not how it works.
I'm not saying they had to, but we're asking the question, how could this have been handled differently? And I think we wouldn't have gotten to a point where they broke a window to get them out if they had been able to say, see, here's the proof that we have a warrant to arrest you. That's what this family wanted, was the proof.
I understand that, but they don't make the laws. That family doesn't. No citizen does. You have to obey the laws. As a law enforcement officer, if I give you a lawful command, you are obligated to follow that. And if you don't, I have the right as a law enforcement officer to do what I need to do to protect myself and everyone else around in that situation from harm.
Then I have to ask you a question. As somebody with law enforcement experience, let me bring it back to the house. What if he had been holed up in his house instead of his car? Could they have broken the door to get into his house to arrest him?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about that while I was on hold. The difference between the car and the house, if someone is barricaded in their home, you don't know for sure where they're at in that home. You don't know if they're holding, you know, a gun on each hip and one in their back pocket and a rifle in their hands. And when you go through that door, what's going to happen? When they're in the car, you can see all of this, what's going on through the windows. In the house, that's why you try to talk them down and talk them out of the house on their own, because you don't know how many people he may have in the house tied up as hostages. In the car, you can see that, and that's the difference. In that car, his girlfriend, wife, family, children, seeing that window getting broken and him drug out of the car, that is completely on him. All he had to do was follow a very simple and lawful command to step out of the car. If they had the wrong person and he'd stepped out of the car and they figured it out, they just said, sorry about that, have a nice day, go on your way. But he didn't do that. He forced those ICE agents into that situation by not following a lawful command and a lawful order. In my 20 years in law enforcement, I prided myself on being nice and polite to everyone that I came into contact with until it was time to not be nice and polite anymore. And there's three ways of going about that. You ask them to do something. If they refuse, you tell them to do it. If they still refuse, you make them do it. Ask, tell, make. If it gets to that point, that's on them. They brought that on themselves. You have tried, and you have exhausted all other efforts to get them to do what you want them to do in a lawful manner, and they failed to do it. That's on them. That's not on these ICE agents.
Hey, Mike, thank you for the phone call, my friend. I want to sneak in one more before we switch gears, but it's good info. Brian and Gardner, you get the final word this segment on KMBZ. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, so I came in late on that. I didn't know there were kids in the car.
Yeah, there was a 7-month-old and an 11-year-old.
Got it. Kind of changes my thought a little bit, but still, it's all on him. I got one question. Who owned that car? I guess it doesn't really matter. But here's what's going through my head. All right, if you're not getting out of the car, we're towing it. And we're towing it with you in it. Because we're going to have to tow the car anyway. And too bad, so sad, we're going to take you on down the lot. Hopefully it's 103 degrees out, and you're going to have to come out of that car at some point. So let's just tow it. Tow him with him in it.
Your answer is tow the car?
Yeah, tow the car. If he's not getting out, we're towing it with you in it.
Every tow truck driver listening right now is laughing. You don't tow a car with human beings in it, especially not with a 7-month-old and an 11-year-old.
And I hope it's hot, he said.
And I hope it's hot. The car was running.
All right. We'll come back to this later.
Brian, thank you for your call, man. You're just not doing that, all right? The conversation is going on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's up on Twitter as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.